It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30 and our top story this hour is severe weather. It's the final Friday in March, and of course, we have a snowstorm causing some serious problems on the roads. KSL News Radio's Adam Small drew the short straw again today and joins us live on the road from Farmington. Adam?
Tim, I'm used to it at this point. No worries. What's really interesting about this storm is just how waterlogged this snow is. I mean, this honestly looks like a storm I would see back home in Maine when I was growing up. But we're seeing this heavy waterlogged snow falling, and it's creating an interesting hazard on the road today. I mean, snow is always dangerous, but of course, as the snow sticks to some areas, especially up here in Davis County where I've been most of the morning, it's very easy to hydroplane, skid off the road. I have seen numerous cars skid. I've seen a semi go off the side of the road. I've seen multiple cars get involved in accidents. It's because it's so easy to hydroplane or tail out with all this moisture in the snow. And we're going to continue to get more of this winter weather, if you can believe it. We do have a break coming this afternoon when the storm tapers off, going through most of the weekend. But then KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says come Sunday night, Monday, and maybe into Tuesday, we'll be back at it again.
We could even see 2 to 5, maybe more, inches of snow for the valley floor on Monday. Snow showers linger into Tuesday, high of only 37.
Well, there's another break after that, so, I mean, take what you can get at this point. Reporting live in Davis County, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
And a continuing look at a developing story. The Weber County Roads Department says the North Ogden Canyon Road is closed because of an avalanche on the North Ogden Divide. That's the road that connects North Ogden and Pleasant View with Liberty and Eden. Avalanche debris is currently blocking the road in Big Cottonwood Canyon, estimated opening at 11 o'clock there. And we also received word a short time ago of an avalanche that's blocked lanes on SR-92, the Alpine Loop, on the Alpine side of the loop. And on the other side of the loop, near Provo Canyon, the road is blocked for avalanche mitigation. So just an area to avoid for sure. So how big has the storm been? KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our live team coverage. Randall?
Yeah, Tim, we just got some of these new snow totals this morning. Alta, Snowbird, Solitude, 20 new inches this morning and counting. Brighton and Snow Basin checked in with 16 new inches, Cherry Peak with 15, and Sundance has 11 new inches, just to name a few of the resorts. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
We also have some power outages related to the storm in the Ogden area. Rocky Mountain Power says there are close to 2,000 homes and businesses without power. We also got word that Layton Christian Academy is having a remote learning day because of all of this snow.
Presidential indictment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Former President Trump planning on surrendering early next week after being indicted by a Manhattan grand jury. This makes him the first current or former president to be indicted. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Andrew Dembert.
Overnight, Trump's plane was parked in West Palm Beach, Florida. Sources say the former president is expected to surrender in New York next week, possibly Tuesday, for arraignment. Trump, who recently launched his 2024 presidential run, calling the indictment an attack on our country, a political persecution, and saying they are trying to impact an election.
So what's next for the former president now that he's facing charges? Former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce walks us through the process.
He will have pictures taken, and he will be fingerprinted and then brought before a judge. At that point, bail or a date, probably no bail at all, a date will be put forth for him to return. And that will be the end of it, and he'll be released.
Utah Senator Mike Lee is reacting to former President Trump's indictment, saying it's not a good day for America. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz also weighed in on Fox News last night.
Donald Trump supposedly, in their best case, settled a nuisance suit for $100,000 or so. What about Hillary Clinton, who paid $10 million plus dollars with the Democrats to create a false document to go after the president of the United States in a presidential election?
Former Congresswoman Mia Love spoke with Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news yesterday, saying the indictment will only fire up Mr. Trump's base of supporters. Senator Romney says he wants to see the actual charges before making any statement. All right, first look, traffic, if you're still making your way in this morning. Andy's in the traffic center.
Well, Tim, isn't it ironic that on a day where the resorts benefit so much, you can't get to any of them? That's what I'm seeing. With Big Cottonwood Canyon closed, Little Cottonwood Canyon closed, and we've got a temporary closure of SR-92 between Provo Canyon and Sundance. And if you're trying to get from Salt Lake to Park City, you got about a two-hour drive up the canyon because of multiple crashes where the snow was at its heaviest near the East Canyon going up towards the summit. So that's the story there. We've still got Sardine Canyon closed. Weber Canyon's open, but it is really slick and icy there. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
For the first time, singers who live outside the U.S. will join the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square for this weekend's general conference. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston takes a look. Peter?
The new pilot program will bring singers from Latin America, Africa, and East Asia to Utah. Choir president and former Utah Governor Mike Levitt says there are reasons beside their musical talent to bring these singers here.
More than half the membership, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, lives outside the United States. This is a means by which we not only reflect that membership, but it's also a way in which we can bring a sense of belonging.
You can listen to this revamped Tabernacle Choir here on KSL News Radio this weekend. We'll be airing both Saturday and Sunday sessions and have created special programs on topics ranging from building community to the dangers of dating apps in between those sessions. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.